Podcast Ranger.
So, I think before we get into the news, like the news that matters.
No!
Talk about real news that matters. So Trump won.
Yeah.
Quite unfortunately.
Everyone!
Trump, go! Trump, go!
Everyone's fucked!
On a real note, I'm not even kidding. Wait. Don't panic, people. It's not going to be as bad as we think it is. It's going to be bad. And if people down in the States are listening, if you actually need a place to go, come up north.
Greencaster has explicitly said to me that he will go Mormon and gay to save as many of you as possible.
What? I believe him, too.
He actually said that to me today.
Right?
I heard it.
When the news broke that the Trump had taken over the Capitol,
I woke up to a marriage proposal.
There you go.
I'm not kidding.
This happened to everyone but me, apparently.
Yeah. I didn't get any of that. But then again, I don't know a lot of people in the state, so...
Believe me, I've gotten two now.
There you go. It was said that in the time of great evil, a child would be born. A child of the North who would take over, who would destroy the evil.
The prophecy.
The prophecy. And apparently, this prophecy will come to fruition in about 7 months or so, because...
Yeah, I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah! He did it!
Daddy Raven!
That's so cool.
You will
so
tell
how long
until
it has its own color and becomes a guest on the show?
Well, what's halfway between red and cyan?
We're not even kidding, people. Yes, Raven is going to be a dad. He's having a kid.
Yep.
And about 7 months, I'd say.
Late April, early May is about...
If that kid is born on my birthday... I'm going to be so jealous.
The prophecy, your name.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm already on the point of, oh, please don't be late April. Please be early May.
If it's early May, my birthday is literally May 1st.
I'm sorry, my sister's wedding is at the end of April. I'm trying to not have that happen at the same time.
let's have it born on April Fool's Day.
Surprise.
Oh, my God.
Late April, not early April.
Oh, I just had, like, the most dark joke ever.
No,
I'm never
David.
Say it.
No.
No.
It's a baby something.
I was going to say, it's not a baby. I was hiding bagels.
Bagels?
It's a baby something, so it might not even be human.
It's bagel bites.
Yeah, I've seen Eraserhead.
It's that baby from Dilbert.
Oh, God. For real, though, congrats, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're one step closer to adulthood than most of us.
I was about to say, yeah, further along.
You just have one foot in the grave.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go.
Grandpa Raven.
Grandpa Raven, why are you having
Daddy Raven.
He's halfway there.
But for real, that's awesome, man. Anyway, on to stuff
call.
That doesn't matter as much.
No, this is no roll call, this is extra.
Cue the extra sound effect, now!
It already happened!
No, do it again! Cast Ranger.
Alright. As is tradition, we will start with sad news.
Raven's gonna be a father.
No.
So, Takayuki Tsubaki, who played Kamen Rider Blade, was apparently in some sort of traffic dispute recently.
That ended with a golf club to his head.
Yeah. Yeah. Incident happened last Tuesday around 9 p.m.
He pissed off a biker.
Got into a heated argument with a motorcyclist. He was struck in the face with a golf club by the motorcyclist's younger brother, who was also at the scene.
Oh my god.
So I guess he was riding the bitch seat.
Or in one of those little sidecars.
Or maybe they were just both using a different motorcycle.
They're heading off to the golf tournament to cancel superhero time this week.
They took out their anger that there were no episodes this week on him!
Whoops.
Oh shit!
I'm just wondering if he just like... thought, oh shit, I need my blade, fuck.
So,
okay.
This won't work in
I'm pretty sure he went, I wish I had a blade buckle right now.
Well, first off, the assailant was arrested by the Tokyo Metropolitan Police, so that's good. But as per a recent tweet from Ryoji Moyimoto, who played Chalice, and Takahiro Hojo, who played Langle, confirms that Takayuki is now in good condition, recovering from his treatment. And we also got a statement from him following the incident. So this is what he was quoted as saying. First of all, I will say right now I'm very sorry. I'm sorry for causing you trouble and concern to the people who support me. I'm sorry I made you worry. I love my work as Kamen Rider Blade, and it is reassuring that I am in your thoughts. Currently, Kamen Rider X8 is being broadcasted. He is an excellent doctor and will take good care of me. I will be healing while watching it.
Why do I get the feeling this was all just a political stunt?
Right?
Political.
Oh, sorry, not political.
Koei.
Yeah.
Everyone is worried. Thank you so much. I fight destiny and I will win.
Aw, good idea, Blade.
If that was the case, it was a political stunt, wouldn't we have to say, like, thanks, Trump? Do you have a thanks Obama thing?
Are we already starting that hashtag?
Yeah, hashtag thanks Trump.
Like oh, yeah, no, that's already a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Trump's America is another one.
Trump-a-dump?
Yeah. Yeah, anyways, so wishing Takayuki Tsubaki a speedy recovery. Next. I really wish Gar was here for this.
Yeah, you know, he was... Let's just summarize his response to this when I showed it to him the other day. Yes!
That sounds right.
Oh my god.
So, what we're looking at are photos of what was allegedly the Super Sentai 40th Anniversary Project, which everyone was referring to as Zuoger versus Super Sentai, which, if you've listened to past episodes, you know Gar wants very much, instead of the Zuoger and Ninja movie we're getting. So, we were looking... If you're watching the video version, you're looking at these shots of what looks like a lot of Sentai teams returning, and some explosion effects happening... and someone actually took the time to label which teams had returned, including, oddly, Senin from Kamen Rider Ghost.
Huh.
But, sadly, well, I laughed. This turned out to be an actual cosplay photo shoot, not the actual movie filming.
Yeah.
Oh. Really good.
It's like, why the fuck would Senin be there?
Yeah. If you look at, there's actually a link in the article to the actual photo shoot. So you can see that they clearly are not the actual actors.
I was gonna say, why is Birdman just there by himself?
Well, that guy, I don't remember him.
Zuoger is right there! Why don't you just be with Zuoger?
Yeah. So, sadly, we're not getting Zuoger versus Super Sentai. You'll have to settle for the Super Animal Wars special.
Well, poo.
Haha, Gar.
Oh.
Next. Kamen Rider Super 1 is now fully subbed.
Yeah.
By
are we talking actual fan subs or Hong Kong?
A new fan subber by the name XIG.
So oh, okay. So, probably so potentially decent quality. Then.
Potentially.
Take off everything.
What's still wrong with Hong Kong subs? Come on.
I can name a bunch of things.
So can I.
Number one.
So,
it's my son.
Number one. The fucking names are never correct.
Number two. It's Google Translated.
Right?
So, yeah, anyone looking to watch Kamen Rider Super 1 can now do so.
That's good.
Next.
I might actually check it out because he's an American writer.
All right. The Space Squad Project, which is Gavan versus Decarangers, has had its release date and pre-order bonus announced. So, Gavan vs. Decaranger is one of two films starring the cast of the original shows. Features the space-themed series joining forces to take on a massive criminal organization. Coming out on DVD and Blu-ray July 19, 2017, after a limited theatrical run in June. And apparently everyone who pre-orders the first edition gets the replica of Gavan's laser blade.
Wait. So if you order the Blu-ray, you get a sword.
Yep.
Wow.
That's quite a pre-order bonus.
That's a really good pre-order bonus.
How much is
the
pre-order?
DVD?
He's got a sword!
How much is the pre-order? I might be interested in that.
How much is the shit?
I'm going to the website. Let's see if it's listed here.
On Chrome, where's the translate tab?
Right click anywhere, click translate to English.
It's gonna be buttfuck expensive.
Probably.
I don't see anything that looks like a price.
Alright, anyways.
Indeed.
It's gonna be expensive.
I see a date.
Yeah.
Damn close to my birthday.
Sorry, Raven, I already have your birthday gift.
I know.
So, no mention of price as far as we can see. If we're wrong, correct us. Alright, that's cool. Next.
Even Google Translate didn't tell me anything.
Live-action Voltron film in the works.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. We have something to talk about after we do
Voltron. Whoa! Hello.
And in the works at Universal Pictures.
I'm sorry, I just saw the screenplay. I saw the screenplay writer. Hi.
Originally in development at DreamWorks, this project was acquired by Universal Pictures when they purchased the studio. The film will have a script written by David Hayter.
You know, Solid Snake.
Or Guyver?
Or that guy who lectured Raven in school.
Yeah. No, Hayter's cool. He was also the screenplay writer for the first two X-Men movies.
And Watchmen.
So, yeah.
Cool. And the film is being produced by Tom Engelman, who did Pitch Black and The Last Samurai.
Oh, sweet. I love The Last Samurai. All
right, so we're definitely going to review this as a standalone, right?
Yes. 4 years from now.
This is going to be so cool.
That doesn't matter. We're going to review this as a standalone. Like, not in Cast Ranger.
We need Tom Cruise in this movie.
So, yeah, that'll be cool. Moving on.
Oh, God.
Speaking of high-profile movies, some news came up for Pacific Rim 2. First off, it has a subtitle. It's called Pacific Rim Maelstrom!
Haven't we talked about that before?
Maelstrom. Not about the name. Also in the same article, it mentions that Maken Ryu Maeda, who played Eiji Tomari in the Kamen Rider Drive movie, is going to be starring in it. We might have talked about that before.
I'm just looking forward to plot.
Chris, why did you say Dark Drive in Rim 2?
He kind of was Dark Drive.
Okay.
Well, it was a Roy Mead impersonating the guy, but sure.
Shh. Spoilers for that movie we already reviewed.
I count that.
Spoiled.
Oh my god.
Next. Here is a bit of interesting news. So, we have a new casting announcement for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers The Lionsgate movie. First off, I just had to chuckle because this actress's name is Fiona Vroom.
Vroom!
Vroom!
You knew you were going to be an actor with a name like that.
Right? Yeah.
Why was she in the Turbo movie?
An actor or frigging model, I guess.
And here's the interesting part. She's being cast as the role of Abigail the Yellow Ranger.
Okay.
There's more than one ranger.
What?
So the original Yellow Ranger dies in a car accident?
Somebody brought... Oh, I see that line, third paragraph in, that's just like, oh, yeah.
In the trailer, Rita mentioned she's killed rangers before.
Flashback.
Potential victim?
Flashback!
Yeah. As I told you.
And with Zordon being rumored to be the original Red Ranger...
She could be the original Yellow.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Were you going to see Bryan Cranston fight?
That'd be cool.
Sorry, Dave, what were you saying?
I was just saying, I just really hope they actually don't do the whole car accident thing.
I really don't think they will.
Why would you think they would?
Rita said she's killed rangers, so...
Potential victim in a flashback?
Or an alien ranger.
Yeah,
that's an idea.
Also a neat idea.
From Aquitar.
Alright.
Still, yeah, Fiona Vroom, like, damn, girl.
Vroom.
Vroom.
Her career's going vroom. Next.
Oh, God.
So, we got some more pictures of the Mighty Morphin Megazord from that movie, including some different angles of the Megazord.
I love its wings so much.
There's some real interesting shots here. So, apparently this one shot shows us how their cockpits are going to work. And apparently each of them just fits into a different limb.
That, I'm going to assume, is the toy.
I don't know.
I really hope so, at least.
So, for those who aren't looking at the video version, what we're seeing is, on the Megazord toy, its stomach opens up to let the Red Ranger sit inside.
Wait. Hold the thought. It would have to be, because how fucking small would this thing be? If that was to scale?
I don't know. This could be an indicator, it could not, but we don't have much else to go on. So, looking at this, we got the stomach opens up for the Red Ranger to sit in, the upper arms each open up for the Black and Blue Rangers, and the thighs open up for Pink and Yellow. I'm hoping that this is just the toy and not how they actually pilot them in the movie.
The sentence, really the thighs sleep. Open up for Pink and Yellow.
There you go.
Oh my.
Someone take that clip out of context.
That's the whole... Oh God.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is a toy thing.
Yeah, we also got a nice shot of it from the back with the wings opening up. And probably my favorite shot, mid-flight.
Jeez, that's some grid man shit.
I was about to say.
While still in a standing position.
I must go now. My planet needs me.
Alright, next story. More on the Power Rangers merchandise front. I Am 8-Bit partners with Saban for special edition Power Rangers merchandise.
Ooh.
I saw this.
First off is a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers screen print by illustrator J.C. Richard, measuring at 36 by 12 inches, priced at $60. A hand-pulled screen print, printed on acid-free archival quality paper and limited to 350 pieces. It's a very nice shot of the cliff where the command center is located, with the Rangers standing on it, and the Megazord and some monsters in the distance.
Can we get a zoom on this?
And Rita standing on another cliff on the side.
Let's see if we can recognize the monsters.
Oh, there's definitely Goldar.
Okay, Goldar.
Master, I think that's Master Vile's, like, final form or something. I see Cyclopsis, and I think Scorpina.
Yeah, I think that might be the Great Satan version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what he was in Power Rangers.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I
mean. Why does it look like the Megazord's on their side?
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
He's turned up.
Ah, I've got your Megazord against you!
Why are they facing away from the danger?
It's after Zed came in and he took over the Zords.
Yeah, and then they get the Megazord after that.
I really hope that this is to scale. Because that Megazord is huge.
He's just towering.
No, he's just closer to them.
Oh, maybe.
For his perspective and all.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's a cool print.
Yep. Also on this new batch of merchandise, titled The OG Soundtrack, the album contains the Power Rangers theme song by Ron Wasserman, as well as some featured tracks from the first two seasons of the show.
Also features Shampoo's Trouble.
Does it really?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would love that.
Uh-oh.
It's a vinyl record printed with a Rainbow Ranger splatter design, and the album is priced at $25.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Don't forget, you have to buy a record player, too.
Yeah.
Look at that picture of Rita. It's just like,
Next, in this batch of merchandise, limited edition enamel pins at $10 each, 1.5 inch, designed by artist Andrew Kolb, featuring all six Power Rangers, including the White Ranger, as well as Rita Repulsa.
Which I love.
So we all need to buy one of these in our respective colors, then.
That'd be cool.
I'll go.
But they're blind bagged.
I would love it. Like, I love how they decide, okay, we're going to make all the helmets in profile.
Yeah.
But Rita's,
Like, just a direct portrait.
Doing her best Paul impression.
The angles on these helmets are really askew, but yeah. I kind of like that aesthetic.
I like it, too.
The Green Rangers is just way the fuck out there, though.
It's got, like, Reaper's point.
Yeah.
And then Rita.
Dickest of dick moves. Customers cannot select which Ranger design they want, as each are randomly distributed. Customers must buy a complete set of all seven. Which includes.
Okay, then we'll just buy a complete of all seven then.
For a total of 8 pins.
Okay. We'll just buy all seven.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like none of us are not going to get one.
Yeah.
So I get the White Ranger one because it's mostly silver.
Yeah. So you have the option of choosing one of the Rangers at random, or you can buy all seven Rangers, which gets you the Rita one. So you can't buy the Rita one solo.
Wait. So which one do I get? I guess I don't get one at all.
Oh, I guess we get to fight over it.
Alright.
I challenge you, one-on-one.
No, because you're Mercury Caster and now your color is a darker shade, you get the black one and Cell gets the white one.
Wouldn't Kevin
that, I was going to say, isn't that Kevin?
Kevin's not on the show anymore.
I guess
that's true. Okay, well then I'm fine with that.
Alright. If you insist.
Additional products from the IM 8-Bit collection include a coloring and activity book, gift wrapping paper, and a set of Ranger colored pencils.
Ooh.
All products.
I'm gonna buy that. I'm legit gonna buy
that. I got
that.
A white one.
Yeah,
what's the Rita color?
Color the White Ranger. This is a little bit of gold.
Oh no, wait! Like the Rita colored like crayon as you write.
It's literally just six pencils in pink, black, blue, red, green, and yellow.
Okay.
No, I get the Rita
racists.
One.
Racists.
I already have the Rita one already. The Rita is the pencil sharpener.
Yeah.
It's time to sharpen Earth! I think that's the title.
Alpha, Rita's escaped.
Alpha, Rita's
pencils with attitude.
So what is Zordon? Like a piece of paper?
Yes!
Yeah, Zordon is a paper!
That Zordon drawing you did on the movie script.
Oh my god, that was such a bad drawing.
So all products from this collection will be available for pre-order as of Friday, November 4th. So... those are already up for grabs.
Go for it, people.
Estimated arrival is early December.
Oh, fuck.
IM 8-Bit was founded in 2005 and has previously partnered with companies such as HBO, Nintendo, PlayStation, Disney, and Warner Bros.
So you know.
So, they have some...
They're legit.
They have some clout. pretty nice merchandise, go get you some.
What it doesn't tell you is that the reason they were partnered with all those companies is because they kept getting fired by the last one.
Next, we got a proper shot of not only the Ghost Game Gashit, but of X-Aid's Ghost Gamer Form from the upcoming Pac-Man movie.
I like it.
He really does look just like Ghost, but with extra stuff added.
Yeah, that's pretty much the idea.
It's Ghost with a bra.
I think you just described
Ghost in a bikini,
Tokyo.
Yeah,
it's Ghost in a bikini.
I really hope there is a Ghost Gamer level 1, because it's going to be hilariously hideous.
Well, it seems so because he has, like, Ghost's face on his back.
Yeah, which we saw in the trailer.
And his sneakers, I just noticed his sneakers.
I love the comments in this. Is this true?
Why are the Legend Gashit covers the laziest shit?
Yeah, I know, I was hoping they'd be really cool dynamic art and it's just, nope, stock
photo. They just
photo.
Took stock photo and slapped an easy logo that I could make on
Isn't
it.
Isn't it great? Yeah. Maybe you did make it.
Maybe people can make better
I've been sleep logoing.
One just fell.
If you want a really good logo, you can go to Zealous Logos on Facebook.
It's Zealous.
Close enough.
Next. So apparently in the Pac-Man versus X-Aid movie, Dr. Pac-Man has a human form.
What?
Well, of course he does. He's got to transform from his human form, and then he's like, I want to eat all of the ghosts! Nom, nom, nom! And then turns it to the Pac-Man,
and it's a good
and
thing.
Turns it to the other form.
He wants to eat all the ghosts, and it's a good thing Ghost is in this movie.
That's exactly why. He saw Ghost and went... He saw Ghost got in a massive erection and then...
No!
Well, then turned into that.
So, the mad scientist Dr. Pac-Man is being played by Shiro Sano. Dr. Pac-Man's true... There's some info about the movie. Dr. Pac-Man's true identity is a man named Zaizen, who works for the Genome Institute as part of the Mysterious Genome Project. Zaizen also has the ability to transform into a figure known as Genomes. According to Sano, the character of Zaizen resembles Frankenstein, a mad scientist who becomes obsessed with his work at the cost of everything else. So every evil scientist in Toku, or
I found out, I figured out how we could defeat Dr. Pac-Man. You get Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
So, Shiro Sano has apparently previously appeared in various tokusatsu films, including Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, Giant Monsters All Out Attack, Godzilla 2000, and apparently he was Weevil / Ashirata in Gokaiger vs. Gavan.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh yeah! Alright.
What have we done?
Next. One of my favorites, Yuichi Nakamura, who played Kamen Rider Zeranos, is back in the spotlight. He has now been cast as the lead role in an upcoming superhero movie called Slave Men. He plays the role of a video recording fanatic who's also a weakling, but when the time comes, the weakling transforms into a superhero with a sad destiny, Slave Men.
Wait, men? So, plural?
I was going to say, isn't that just the plot of Denno?
Pretty much. Except that described Denno, not Zeranos.
Yes, what I mean. Isn't that just Denno?
Well, maybe when the movie comes out, we'll watch it.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, I mean, we can see the back of his suit in the poster, and it looks kind of cool.
What's his
powers?
He has
a sticker on his back that I can't translate.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are his powers?
I don't know. It's slavery?
He can punch real
slavery.
Hard.
I don't know.
He has a whip, and he says boy a lot.
He makes you a slave to your own demise.
He voted for Donald Trump. That's his power.
he's got, like, this awesome leather jacket in the poster, and he's got fucking popped lapels.
Also, in the kanji, there's actually a camera lens.
Yeah. Well, because he's a cameraman.
Yeah.
Just this really awkward shot of Yuichi Nakamura holding the camera. Is this how I film?
Yeah, that doesn't look like how you film.
Am I filming now?
This is my vlog channel.
I'm gonna be Michael Bay!
You guys spinning cameras!
Shut the camera! Make it so I can't tell what's going on! Actually, it looks like he's pointing the camera at himself, so that...
I believe he is, actually. He is! The mic's facing him, too!
Yeah, he's vlogging!
He's vlogging!
He's vlogging!
From way too close, though.
Yeah.
He's vlogging!
You're gonna see his eyes and his schnoz.
He's schnozing?
Well, we'll see what this movie's about later.
He's a YouTube vlogger, guys. Come on, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Next. Kamen Rider X-Aid Blu-ray Collection, as the series tend to do, will include a spin-off drama.
Ooh.
That's my favorite part.
We have no,
here, It's the price that bothers me. But go on.
So we have no details about the spin-off drama yet, but it basically will probably tie into the show just like Type Tokujo did for Drive.
Yeah.
So the first copies of the X8 Blu-ray collection will include a special box to store all the X8 Blu-rays, as well as an 8-page booklet. The first Blu-ray collection costs 19,800 yen, and it's
so $200 DVD set of 12 episodes.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Here's the problem. That price point is not all that weird.
No,
for this
I know.
Sort of shit in
I know.
Japan.
We've talked about Blu-ray collections before, and every time I'm disgusted at the price.
They are.
It's insane.
Japanese price on Blu-ray sets are expensive, and that's not just Toku.
Oh, I'm aware.
That's anime does the same thing. This is just a common price point in Japan.
I read this article recently that, like, they actually, as a selling point on most Blu-rays of animes, will say, now actually good quality.
Yes.
As opposed to the bullshit you saw on TV.
Hey, remember those really shitty bits of animation you guys all laughed about? We fixed them for the Blu-ray.
Well, here's
yeah,
the
it's
thing.
Like in Dragon Ball Super with those really shitty animations they did for the first season. And then all of a sudden, they're like, the Blu-rays are better!
Hey guys,
they
remember
are.
That really shitty censorship of all the nudity in this show? We removed it!
I was about to say, at least with a lot of anime DVDs, the shows that had to censor stuff would be uncensored in the Blu-rays.
Well, that's the thing.
There's
that's
an incentive
the
there.
A lot of those shows censor it, not because the censors would stop it from airing on TV, but specifically so they can uncensor it for the Blu-ray for an instant.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
That
what was that
a
one
lot,
anime
too.
Where they censored the nudity by just shooting the ceiling?
Right? No, well, not a lot of shows have done that. I mean, there are some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, we're gonna censor this by pointing the camera somewhere else entirely for a few minutes. You can't actually see what's going on.
All right, enough of this tangent. So, the first Blu-ray collection will be releasing April 12th. Way later than the episodes aired.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. They have to actually produce the DVDs.
Yeah. All right, next. We got the official word on the Proto Mighty Action X Gashit campaign.
Woohoo!
So, starting November 19th, if anyone orders these specific toys, the Gamer Driver, Gashikon Breaker, Gashikon Sword, Gashikon Magnum, or the Gashikon Sparrow, you will be eligible to receive the Proto Mighty Action X Gashit. So it's going to be just like the Zangetsu plate for the Sengoku driver or the prototype speed shift car, where you have to buy another toy, and hopefully it comes with this. So it is labeled as DX, but there's mention in the article that apparently this comes as a kit that has to be constructed.
Oh.
Which is interesting. This is the first DX toy, I believe, that has to be assembled.
It's not completely disassembled, it's just in four parts.
Yeah.
It's the top part with the screen, the arm, and the two plates have to be put together.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's all it is. It's not like you have to solder anything. You don't have to add anything to it. It's just that the only way they were able to package it was that they had to make it smaller to fit in the packaging.
Yeah, so that's literally why me, Gar, Ichi, and David were all waiting till like the 19th to all order Gashikon Magnums so we can get it.
Yeah. Yep.
So all four of us are getting the Snipes gun.
Somebody can do a wield then.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I bought two Bang Bang shooting gashits so I can just go bang, 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 bang.
So did you really?
Yep.
You did.
Wow.
Well, he bought one from our supplier and ordered a second one off eBay.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right. So this is all random, right? Like, we don't know.
There's a limited supply of them. Not everyone who buys in this time period will get one. But,
Is there like a 1 in 20 or 1 in 10 or 1 in 5 or what?
I don't think so. If you go into a store, I'm pretty sure they'll hand you it. But if you're, like, ordering from a supplier like we are, it's just if it's available.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm buying mine December 1st.
Yeah. So you might want to do it sooner than that because the campaign lasts from November 19th to November 30th.
You want to loan me some money, Chris? I don't have money until the 1st of December.
Yeah, Ichi, do you want to help our good friend David get a Proto Mighty Action X gashit?
Which means I have to spend another fucking $70.
Fresh, sure.
But you'll get it back on the 1st of December.
We'll talk about that later.
No, we're talking about it now!
Quickly, don't edit this out. Just make it louder.
Next.
Next.
We got official images of the next set of gadgets being released. First off is Doremi Fa Beats.
Which actually we heard...
Which is next episode anyway.
Which we heard the sounds for, and fuck, now I want to get one too.
It's yeah, I want to get it too. Nice sounds.
Okay, Doremi Fa Beats.
It's only $16?
Yeah, the gadgets, seeing as they're all being released individually, are pretty cheap.
Yeah, with taxes and stuff, they...
that's really awesome!
Yeah, with taxes and stuff, they come to, like, $30. So.
Yeah,
that's
bucks
that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It's better than, like, the fucking $260 I spent last month.
Yeah. So, the official images also show us what the display looks like in the driver, and it's pretty awesome! We got the little robot in the corner.
Oh, that's so cool!
Some sound waves in the background, the speaker icons, and the little disc that he's spinning in the bottom.
I've been saying, oh, that's so cool to everything today, and I apologize.
So, and there's also what it looks like when partnered up with TattleQuest.
I found out something cool. You know, you'll know which one is the secondary slot gadget when the names are reversed.
Yeah, because the level 2... gadgets have the name on the left side of in the driver, and the level 3 ones have the name on the right side.
Yeah, that's how you know that it's a level 2 gadget, is if it's on the name's on the left.
Yeah.
Or the, yeah.
Also because the level 3 ones have a background that completely covers the screen of the gadget.
Yep. Yeah, like, I can't wait for the one that goes with Snipe.
Oh, Jet Combat?
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's our next one that we're looking
hey,
at.
Hey, look at that! It's almost as if I did a fucking segue or something!
So, Jet Combat with a nice bright shade of orange, and when put in the driver, it shows a sonar, which is pretty awesome. And the little robot there chilling in the front, in the corner.
Well, I wouldn't say sonar, it's more of just like a targeting screen.
Targeting system.
On like a cockpit.
It kind of just reminds me of, a jet fighter.
Yeah.
Like one of those jet fighter games.
I've watched Top Gun, I know.
And then we have a shot of what it looks like when partnered with Bang Bang Shooting.
Oh, it looks so
beautiful. I like what they've been doing here with these, like, level 3 gadgets. They all, like, the colors really, like, go well together. Mm-hmm. So, like, TattleQuest, we have friggin' nice yellow and blue, and then Snipe.
I wish it wasn't orange, though. I wish it was green, because blue and green go well together.
Oh,
I love the orange. Looks really good.
Yeah,
it's just blue and green would look better.
And then the third one that we're looking at is Giri Giri Chambara. Which is the one for laser level 3.
It's an all-black gadget.
Yeah, and I need to get that because it's black.
I actually really love this the most from all the level 3 gadgets because matching it up with Boxo Bike actually looks really, really cool.
It actually gives him arms and legs.
It just looks like the bike is like half of its body, though. Like, the actual bike
is actually what it does.
So, like, if he walked sideways... it would just be, like, the length of the bike throughout his entire body.
What?
It's what I'm trying to say.
Have we ever seen a picture of him from any angle except the front?
That's what I'm saying. If he turned around.
No, yeah, he gets a proper, like, humanoid form.
Yeah, although he still has, like, the bike engine guts on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, whatever. It looks cool.
All right, so, all these gadgets cost 1620 yen each. Doremi Fa Beat is released as of November 12th. Jet Combat is released as of November 26th, and Giri Giri Chambara released as of November 19th. So we're going to be picking those up very shortly.
Just so you know, to anyone who's buying this, the Chambara one, the Giri Giri Chambara, will look really terrible with anyone other than the motorcycle.
Because it will
literally be blocked out by the body of the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, just so you know, that if you're buying it to go with anything other than the motorcycle guy, I keep forgetting his name, so his name
laser.
Is motorcycle guy.
Laser.
Laser, yes. If it goes anything laser. Other than laser, you are literally being ripped off. Because the only thing you will see is the flames on the side.
Yeah.
In the name.
But then anyone who wants to see what they look like can just look up reviews.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, is if you are buying it to go with anything other than laser is kind of a waste.
Well, if someone wants to mix up the sounds, that's their choice, but...
Yes, that's the only reason is sounds. Sounds would be a good one.
Okay, next we got official images of the Soba Repa, Gashikan Sparrow.
God, that's tiny.
Lasers level 3 weapon, which is
how
a
do you
bow.
Know how big it is?
It's a bow made of with handlebars.
It's,
I love it.
It's if it's not a gun, it's gonna be tiny. So,
whoa, it turns into axes?
Well, like sickles.
Sickles, but kinda.
Yeah.
So, there's no scale.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
actually,
know how
you know
big
what?
This thing
if
is.
You do turn them around, upside down, they do kinda look like SMGs or something.
They look like scythes.
I could see how you'd think they look like axes, too, because if you just, like, turn them around, they're kind of axe-like.
I was looking at them the wrong side.
Yeah. So, the item is Laser's personal weapon once he reaches level 3. Has bow mode and sickle mode, which you switch between by pressing A, and pressing the B button will do different combos. And, of course, you can insert any gadget to do the Hisatsu attack.
And the best news is the price.
Yep. The price will be 4104 yen, so probably in the realm of $60.
Yeah.
And we'll be releasing on November 19th, along with the Girigu Chamber Gashit.
That is amazing. Absolutely. That is literally the cheapest of the toys that has come out. Because, not for this show, but like in general for most toys, because they're mostly like 6,000 yen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of on the fence about buying this one. I like it a
I'm
lot.
I'm not buying this one unless it becomes, like, a actual collector's item. Because it's not technically not a gun, so I don't collect. I only collect guns.
Well, it's a bow, so.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we got images of another weapon, the Gashikan Bug Visor.
Ooh, baby.
A triple.
I'm really excited for this, actually. It's got many functions. Not only is it Genmu's weapon in both the laser blast and the chainsaw mode, and some sort of third mode using the screen pad, it's also, as we saw from the last episode, a Graphite Bugster's transformation device, and probably the Genome one from the Pac-Man movie as well. And as we saw from the recent magazine scans, it's also going to be used later for Genmu Zombie Gamer.
Genmu Zombie Gamer.
Yep.
So, where do you put the gashit?
You see that slot coming out of it on the angle with the red arrow?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have two slots to go with Zombie Gamer, then?
No, the
Zombie Gamer is a double gashit, isn't it?
No, it's a regular gashit. One
slot.
Oh,
okay.
You just put it in there, and that's how it reaches Zombie Gamer. And to match up with the belt, the display on the zombie gashit is like diagonal. So when you
it's kind of like a Game Boy.
Yeah,
that's right. Cool.
So the bug visor costs 3780 yen, which is even cheaper than the Sparrow, with even more functionality, which I think is fucking amazing.
Yep.
And is set for a November 26th release.
Jeez. November has been, like, a fucking crazy month for X-Age shit.
It's like that with every rider, except for Ghost.
Yeah. Anyone who's trying to take advantage of the Proto Mighty Action X campaign, the weird thing to take note of is that this toy is not eligible to receive the Proto Mighty Action X gashit. No. Which is really weird, because this is Genmu's weapon.
But the reason why it's not is probably because this toy's release line is nearly at the end of
still
the
4 days.
4 days, man.
It's not very long to buy
That's like 4 days, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's at the end of the campaign.
I mean, it seems reasonable to me, but I guess they were thinking along the same line as you guys because it's not part of the campaign.
Yeah.
All I know is I am buying the fuck out of it.
I'm probably going to end up buying it, but not till January.
Yeah, I won't be buying this for a while, unfortunately.
All right, and our last news story for today, Maya Uchida, who played Hiroyo Hakase in Akiba Ranger, has announced that she now has a Twitter account.
Oh my god!
So anyone who is a fan of Hakase can now stalk her on Twitter. I mean follow.
She is my Akiba Ranger waifu.
So anyone who wants to follow her on Twitter, her tag is MAAYA_TASO.
But okay. She only tweets in Japanese, I'm guessing.
Well, you can translate it.
Google Translate is actually really good with Chrome.
I follow Shinosuke's actor on Twitter.
I follow a lot of people on Twitter that speak in other languages.
I sent him a picture of me cosplaying as Shinosuke, and he actually favored it. So I was like, yeah.
Oh, this is interesting, Raven. She also played Rika in Chunibyo.
Yeah, I was about to say she's Rika.
The face you made.
Like, seriously?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
That ain't. I mean, now that you mention it, I guess that voice does kind of sound... Wait, Maya Uchida. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I got it.
Okay.
She plays a lot more than just that one role.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
I just didn't realize that was her.
Well, there you go. All right, and unless anyone else has anything else, I believe that's it for news.
I do have something else, actually.
Oh!
You guys forgot about this last week, but we did a poll for the next series of shows we're going to review for the Wednesday release shows, after the Enter the Amazon type shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the winner is, drumroll please. No, fuck that. It's going to be Voltron, the Netflix series.
Yay.
And we're going to be starting not this week, but next week. And there'll be Wednesday releases at the same time as last time.
Yay.
So just keep an eye out for those, you know.
Casts will vary depending on who's available.
I will always be there.
I will probably not be there because of school, but I want to watch the show anyways.
Okay.
You can still watch the show.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
I don't mind. I wouldn't mind watching it again with you if you're up for any time to watch it.
What show, sorry?
Voltron,
the Netflix one.
Oh, yes, it's Voltron.
We're doing it Monday nights.
Monday. Voltron.
Well, it'll be released Wednesdays.
Yeah, we're going to be recording it Monday nights.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bitches.
No.